Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Rich.
Katie Rich. Yay.
Oh, the best intro of all time.
We had to fire it up. You are part of the intro. I'm so happy we saw you on this hilarious Zoom that we did for the Big Ten Network.
But first met you in Chicago.
I'm just saying recently, and it was like, oh my God.
Recently.
We have to have you come do our podcast because we love you and we just think you're
Katie,
we have known
each other for 10 years.
I think longer.
No, that's when I started night staff at Second City was like late winter 2010.
Yeah.
So now I was still in high school.
Yeah.
So we were there what, like 2013, 14 somewhere in there where we came and did stand up at Up and then we came down and did monologues and improvising.
We did the set at Second City and it was just such a blast.
And I remember you guys were so gracious because you showed up and it was towards the tail end of the show, but you just sat and you watched it and you genuinely watched it.
Yeah, we loved it. You referenced it.
I mean, it meant a lot. It was very cool.
We thought it was like very cool to just get that invitation to come downstairs. We were like, not everybody gets this invitation to come down. I know, but like, it meant a lot to us. And we had
We're never going to host Saturday Night Live. We're just never going to host that. But this is as close as we're going to get to stand on the stage.
I'm not ready to give that dream up yet.
They don't have a budget for two people.
That's right.
They did the Olsen twins once and boy did this
suck. Of you would have to be the musical guest.
That's fine.
What would happen if like, this is what I would do if we got a chance to host Saturday Night Live. I would be hosting it and in the middle of a sketch have somebody come on like from and that say that we had to get replaced by another set of twins because we worked long enough. We'd been working for too long and then bring the Olsen twins to finish the sketch.
You should pitch it.
I mean, that's genuinely very funny.
Okay, good. Okay. So we believe that the world's getting dumber and I don't know if you're kind of subscribing, if you subscribe to that or do you think that it's just dumber's getting louder and we are hearing it more and it's always been this dumb? What do you think?
I think more people have a voice.
Yeah, the opportunity to showcase how dumb they are.
And it's not necessarily the right people.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. I would agree.
Too many people have that voice.
Yes. That's why like there's one person at a comedy club who has a microphone and that's the comedian. Well, now with social media we're at every table there's a microphone.
And some people that's good, but I would say 40% of it is terrible. Mm-hmm. And then another 50% is unlistenable.
Well, it gives equal weight to everything in a way, right?
Right.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily deserve
point.
It.
It's a great point. Well,
we have a banger of a person
we
today.
We try to understand dumb behavior on this podcast. We get great stories sent to us from our fans. And we're so happy you're here to just...
we've never heard it. Katie's never heard it. Dan has barely heard it. Sure.
Let's jump into our awesome story for today.
This was sent in by Linda Hartman.
Linda Hartman.
I know. I love her.
I love Linda.
If you're a Linda right now, are you just breathing a big sigh of relief? Because it was either you, Karen, or Donna that were going to get picked as the name of like all these Karens.
Yeah.
Like or maybe a Deb.
You could get a Carol in there.
Yes.
Carol.
Yeah.
Carol. But Carol Baskin kind of took Carol over. So
But Deb, Donna, Linda,
Jennifer.
Yeah. Karen.
There is a Jennifer now.
There is a Jennifer. So this was sent in by Linda Hartman at LKHTMN. She's been around since the jump.
She's awesome.
I appreciate her. Here's the first line from the article. Mm-hmm. Listen, We'd all like to return to some semblance of normal. This is like, I always say,
Who the fuck is writing this?
This is like when a menu talks to you. Oh, you're going to love these chicken fingers.
Now, when you say article, are you using that very generously?
It might be a loose.
Yeah, this comes out of Florida, one of the Fox affiliates.
Okay. But it's a Fox affiliate. This is not like a blog, like a crime blog. But listen, it's like when the menu Dan says, like, you're going to want to pinch yourself, brother.
Yeah, first we took biscuits. I don't care.
Don't tell us
your
process.
Say what it is and how much it's going to set me back.
Bring me the finished product.
Right. And you can only use the word smothered twice on your menu. That's it.
You can use smothered and you can use slathered, but not for the same item.
No,
because then it borderlines on like serial killer manifesto.
If you're smothering and slathering, then it's just paper towel napkins.
That's right.
Not great.
No.
It's going to be a mess. You are going to be, you're going to need a shower after these biscuits.
Yeah, that's going to be nasty.
Yeah. That's also somebody writing this who's in Florida who's probably like, if I have to write one more article to these people.
Listen!
They probably were just like talking and their phone picked it up.
They don't type their article, they talk their article.
No. It's writing by speak and spell.
It's like our mom with every text.
Mm-hmm. Love Annette. I know, Mom.
Yeah. We know it came from you.
Thanks, Annette.
We saw it.
That's also a voicemail situation, too. My dad's always like, hi, Katie, it's your dad.
It's your dad.
I know.
And we saw it.
Listen, we'd all like to return to some semblance of normal when it comes to socializing at our local bars. But baby steps, please, ! This is somebody down in Florida who's like,
pleading. By the way,
people.
I love
so this. Far, I agree with this.
Oh, 100%.
Right. Except that like we'd all love to get to some sense of normal when it comes to socializing at your local bar. Like that's the first thing on everyone's priority. Well, how about like, let's get stores open then.
Let's get sports back and then we can worry about your dumb bar scene.
Yeah,
like, I haven't felt like persecuted as far as my ability to drink.
No,
not
at
all. Happened,
although I have wondered like how many of like pro in Chicago, like, because the summer and socializing, like what's happening to the Chicago social sports club? Like Chicago social, like built a whole, like, are there people who are like, we got to get these volleyball nets back up? Like, no, that's down the line.
They're playing like Zoom volleyball.
Right. Listen, I'll hit my shot.
Have you been to a Chicago 16-inch Zoom meeting?
That's a very different meeting. Yeah, that's not true.
Right. That's the only time everybody's wearing gloves.
Right. It's actually the same as it was every summer. No game. You still bring your own cooler. We just drink.
Yeah. So pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that a Zoom 16-inch softball game is probably more athletic than an actual
16-inch game. Yeah, that's the first time I broke a sweat in the past 19 years doing this game.
Just a whole bunch of guys who live, like, just moved in from Berwyn wearing Ron John Surf Shop t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're so excited to be playing 16-inch
softball. I got my Mr. Zog sex wax. Shirt on.
Like keeping the Zubaz industry up and running.
You know.
Look, I like when my pants get really tight at the bottom. And they give me room in the thigh in case I gotta, you know, stretch out my ankle.
Okay, listen, we'd all like to get back to normal, but baby steps, please. A woman in Florida was arrested earlier this week after allegedly trying to kiss the patrons of the Brevard County Bar. So the county has its own. Oh, no, I thought it said the. Of a Brevard County Bar, then repeatedly calling 911 after trying to kiss people to report that the very same bar was ignoring social distancing guidelines.
So this woman is all over the map.
So she's trying to kiss people in the bar, and then when
Clearly saying no, and she's hurt by that, and so
she called 911.
Well, I'll show you, right? Am I wrong?
Yes.
I mean, I think if a guy did it, he could probably run for president, but maybe.
I just love that she's like, I'm going to be the problem and the solution. That's I'm going to try and kiss people, and then I'm going to call the cops on all of you for letting me get too close.
Well, do you remember? Go ahead.
It sounds to me like she was that level of drunk. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my husband the other day, and I was saying how it should be illegal to serve someone more than 6 beers, but it should also be illegal to serve someone less than 2.
There's a range.
Right.
Because I feel like if you've just had 2 beers, you'll be like, oh, I can drive. Right. But then there's like, that window where you're like, no, I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. And then there's that other window where you're like, let's kiss everybody.
That's right.
Know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it sounds like she cycled through that. So she was
above the six.
She was above. Yeah. And then she kind of started to sober up and was like, whoa, yeah. I gotta
blow the whistle on this whole thing.
She was so drunk. She was at that level where she tried to kiss somebody. And then when they said no, she was like, I didn't do it. Like
she strikes me as someone who's like, she tried to blow everybody, and then when she couldn't, she had to blow the whistle.
Yes.
She's like, I'm blowing something tonight. All right. But the idea of more, it's making me think of Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her, that woman
yes,
who
I
had
do.
The gigantic
Katie, you have to remember. She was
blonde hair.
Blonde hair woman with large breasts
who would run out onto professional.
I mean, I'm listening.
Who would run out
on. Oh, yes.
Professional
I know
baseball
who you're
fields.
Talking about.
Stop
yes.
games.
Right. Kiss yes. Mark Grace full on the mouth.
Just like
yes.
big old
which
kiss.
Which he was fine with.
He probably saw her the night before on Rush Street.
By the way, absolutely. nobody stopped her. Security didn't tackle her.
Right.
No.
She just went out and did her thing, and then people cheered, and then they kind of escorted her out. Like, she was like, I did it.
Right.
Something tells me this woman didn't have the charm, so to speak, of Morgana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a charm to Morgana in that she was given, like, a team-issued and sanctioned jersey to wear.
Yeah. You know like what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone was in on it. They're like, we're going to...
Then she had sort of a follow-up, because remember the Brewers girl?
Yeah.
There was that Brewers girl who always sat in front.
Oh, yes.
And she would do what? And she would flash or no?
She would just... No, she just had a low-cut shirt on.
Right, yeah. And she would just be distracting.
She was just, let's put her over there.
Which if you're a Cubs fan, like... They always seem to find, like, Harry and Steve were like, beautiful day at the park.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it was the best. And it's not like he was like Bob Uecker. He didn't have that cough button where he would push it. Harry right. Carey was just like, I'll
There's
just
no
say
button.
It.
Right, yeah. Yes. Look at her, Steve.
I'm a Jew.
Police in Melbourne, Florida. Which feels, isn't that like a hat on a hat?
Melbourne,
that's
Florida.
A hat on a hat. Yeah.
Yes, that is like two.
It's like even, Mexico, Missouri.
Even you know for Florida, I mean? Though, you're like, you want to bring Australia into this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police in Melbourne, Florida arrested Audra Adams on charges of
trespassing. Double A.
I know. On Amy's younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
On charges of trespassing and disorderly conduct, among other charges, after responding to the Monkey Bar and Grill on the night of May 12th, where they found Adams in the parking lot refusing to leave. That's also one of my favorite levels of drunk. Like, you guys go. Like, no,
the bar can't go
you
anywhere.
Go.
Right, yeah.
You have to. Well, also, like, if you have to be acting like an asshole to get a trespassing at an open bar.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Get that.
That's, that was the part that jumped out to me. How was she trespassing? She was a patron, like, right?
The bar
was open.
Lot. Until they tell you to leave. Dan, you've worked at bars before.
I kicked people out of Second City. I remember one night I had to tell somebody, like, you got to go. And they're like, what did I do? And I just said to the guy, do you understand the volume you just used?
What did I do?
I could now be asking you to leave based on how that. Loud you said, what did I do?
You just broke three more rules.
The worst in Second City, and I'm sure you get this too, was when you're doing stand-up, was when someone was clearly having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like they were watching
I'm
TV.
Helping. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they would be like, I get that. That's great. Yeah. You know, and you're like, fuck. Like,
no.
they are enjoying themselves.
Right, but they're a problem. And because they don't understand. I also, like, I don't know. Second City had this thing when, like, every couple of months you'd have people fooling around during the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, one time we put the...
What is that?
It was that little tea? Corner. And one time we put the spotlight on this guy who's just fingering his date.
No, happened a lot. One time we had we had a guy and girl, and he was fingering the girl. And
it's a lot of fingering.
It really is. It really is. And I
Some adults. Like, these aren't
full-on adults.
This isn't like a... Yeah.
And I walked up, and they both looked at me, his hand still between her legs. I go, guys...
Stop.
And they both just go, sorry.
give me one a of the house managers there, Heather Winna.
Heather Winna, yes.
A dear friend of mine. Her theory was always that they were having affairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And this is where we go.
Yeah.
And so they would go somewhere dark.
She loved catching people too. Heather
loved it.
She would gather the entire staff before we kicked them out. Like she would somehow let everyone we backstage
got one.
Know.
We got yeah. one.
So that all of you guys knew what was happening out there.
Yep. Oh. But like, I don't know. God bless for yeah. like
I know
doing
one
a
time,
finger bang.
I think I've told it here. One time, you know, because we'd always get like bachelor and bachelorette parties at Second City. Mm-hmm. So one time these guys roll in having the night of their life. Mm-hmm. It's like yeah. Friday or Saturday night. They're coming mm-hmm. to the second show.
You can smell the Lipitor.
I know. Oh, and gosh. I go, guys, are you sure you want to come in?
Yep.
And yeah. they were like, what? I'm like, we have will call. There's plenty of people waiting. We can get you your money back. Why? We don't want this show. I go, I'm just asking you this. You've been having a great night. Yeah. Do you want to come in here
and have to be
and
quiet?
Sit down for right. an hour and a half
and have to be right. quiet and have
I'm
to respect
you,
other people.
I'll tell you right now.
Right.
A couple of you are going to love it. The rest yeah. of you are going to fall asleep at best. Yeah. So I'm
at
just,
best.
Do you want to put the brakes on this whole night? And they looked at me and they were like, we can get our money back. And I go, yeah. I understand. Yes. Why you came here. But I'm telling you, it just isn't going to work the way
it's
you
It's a
think.
Great idea on paper, bad idea.
They do. They
I wish you were at back. Every club. I wish you were
I
at
agree.
Every
That's
club
so smart.
And I was like, it wasn't, they were like, thought I was doing them a solid. The guy turns to leave. One of the guys, he walks out and he just, I'll never forget it the rest of
Throws
my life.
Up.
He just yells, it's poon hunting season. And then walks out.
And you were like.
And I was like.
And you were like, I'm following them.
Yeah. Take me to your leader. You're like, I didn't know it was March 9th already.
I'm like, what are you even talking about? Also, do you imagine that was their thanks so much?
Yeah.
Like verbiage.
That
like,
was Dan. That was them imagine, going like, we're out.
Imagine
we're out.
If I had to kick them
do
out.
Do you know you sound like a predator?
Right.
A hunter.
Yes. I know.
They all made some girl very lucky that night.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, no, it's like, I need a location. Her vagina.
No.
You guys, we're not taking any more locations from the upper right part of this audience.
You tell me where the Admiral's at. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the rest of this story, find out what's going on with Katie Rich, and I will talk to her about Dancing with Dave Ross. All right. We'll be back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We want to remind people about a few important things. Number one, Dan has a nightly show called The Good Night Show. Yep. It is fantastic. It is a wonderful podcast that I Thanks, choose buddy. To listen to in the morning because mm-hmm. that is how I don't wake up and freak out that the world is ending. It eases you into your day
yes.
and it's just such a sweet and wonderful. And Katie, you should do that. I'm going to make this connection right now. You should do Dan's show.
It's really sweet
Hell
and
yeah.
awesome. Yeah, we have guests twice a month, so I'll hit you up.
And we do a daily podcast called Scarborough Country, the Virus Edition, aka the Pandy Pods, aka One Egg, Four Legs. I like that one. It's a good one.
I like that.
So we break down just, you know, stories related to COVID-19 that are absurd and ridiculous. And hopefully we make you laugh for 20, 25 minutes a day. But this episode is going to drop tomorrow.
Okay.
Of this show. So Friday, the 29th is when this drops. And Jason and I and Dan, we are doing a stand-up show. We have not done this yet. We've done it once, but we haven't done a full like hour-long set on this show. It's called the Nowhere Comedy Club. Our buddy Ben Glebe has set this thing up. It's fantastic.
I know Ben.
You know Ben. So this, it's a, you get to do stand-up in like, they cap it at 390 people. We have already sold like a third of the tickets right now. We're
going to
do an hour. Dan's going to do 20 minutes and we can hear everybody. It's like if everybody shows up, it's a 400 person Zoom call. And people turn their volume of their microphones down a little bit, but
we turn it down to 1/5 the volume, but we can still hear the laughs.
So it's like being in a comedy club. It is the most fun thing that we have done. And we're doing it Thursday, June 4th, 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 Central. But we want everyone to come check it out. It is the Nowhere Comedy Club. Go to eventbrite.com and look up Night of a Thousand
Stars.
It's like
10 bucks or 15 bucks.
It's really, for all the people out there who said, you guys never come to X. I wish you came to my city. I mean, this is your chance to see us. Dan is so funny. His new material is so good. I can't wait. So
yeah.
Check that out and you can get those tickets and that's fun. All right, Katie. Well, first of all, I know you're working on a project that you're not allowed to talk about, which I'm so excited to talk about that you're not allowed to talk about. But it just makes me happy that you're working on something. Can I ask you, are you enjoying working on the thing that we're not allowed to talk about?
Very much so.
Awesome. Good. Yeah. Great. All right. Then I can't wait, because whatever you work on is fantastic. And
I was at SNL for 6 years, and it was, and I worked for Weekend Update, and so everything was topical, mm-hmm. and which is lovely and wonderful. But then you get to a point where you're like, oh no, I gotta
get out of this cycle of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a grind.
So,
but speaking of Weekend Update, that is where you dance with Dave Ross.
It wasn't just David Ross.
I know.
Everybody.
Because his joy of like dancing and your joy are like seared into my. It was right after the Cubs won. And I watched Game 7 in New York. You were giving me tips on where to go to see the game. And so you getting to like dance with them fulfilled so many other people's like emotions. Do you know what I mean? Like you're like, my buddy.
It was. I was like so sad because I couldn't be in Chicago, you know? Yeah, and right. And then it was like, oh, the Cubs are coming to me.
Yeah.
And who was it? It was you, Dave, and who?
Anthony Rizzo. Heard of him?
Of course was there.
Yeah. Dexter Fowler. Heard of him?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Cardinal.
The only Cardinal I'll cheer for. Okay, sorry.
Good. It's all right.
Take it. And Bill Murray. Heard of him?
A little bit.
And it was so fun because it was the team at Weekend Update. I was like, is there any way I could like be one of the singers? They were like, absolutely.
Yes.
But the other singers were actual singers, you know?
Yeah.
Who are SAG and who are like, you know, this is a, and they were like, okay, so Katie knows the song, and they're trying to like ask me about harmonies. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
I'm just mouthing these words.
This is the most sober I've ever sung this song.
Right.
So this will be like the only time that you'll ever see me singing on TV. Just like this is the only time the Cubs will ever win the World Series again.
All right.
We're taking one event.
That's fine. I was
what a fun turn this took.
It's really took a turn. That's it's amazing. Well, you're a great follow on the Twitters. Please tell people how they can, and all the stuff that you do, how they can follow you.
Well, it's my full name. It's Katie Mary Rich. So my name is actually Advice. That's really my actual name. I did not follow my own advice.
No.
and
great job. Great job.
So yeah. That's nice. A great place to start.
Awesome.
All right. And hopefully when you can announce,
you'll
come
back.
On your Twitter feed, also you'll announce and then you'll come back.
You'll come back here and we'll promote it. Okay.
Hell yeah, I'll come back.
I love it. Right. Let's finish the story up.
Okay. The bar owner told police that Adams, because they eventually got there, tried to kiss random patrons inside the bar before she was asked to leave. Adams initially refused, believe it or not, but then wandered, which I love that word, just kind of like meandered her way into the parking lot. Where she continued to refuse to leave. The cops offered to call her a cab or phone her family to pick her up, but instead she sat on the ground and stated that she would not go. So we're at like 3-year-old level of like
tantrum.
Right.
The pills have kicked in.
Yes. Right, exactly. Yes. I always say too, you always get that level of drunk where you want everything to wait. Like no matter what you're trying to get your friend to, like, wait a minute. Just get in the fucking car, Kyle.
Wait a minute.
Or we're like, dude, order.
Wait.
She phoned the cops 5 times, including once after police had already responded to the bar and once while she was talking to the cops.
Who are you talking to?
That's what they said. They asked why she was calling 911. She said she felt the bar was not practicing social distancing or following guidelines. I mean, she would know.
And she also felt that the parking lot was spinning.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah.
And she said an African-American man is threatening me.
Well,
I was going to say, no need to Google this. She's white.
Yeah, police asked her again to leave, at which point she refused and stated she would, quote, sit in the parking lot all night. If I had the hours, if they didn't care about overtime and I'm that cop, I'd be like, let's see how long you go. How long can this
drunk person... Does this then become a stakeout?
A standoff, at
standoff,
least.
Jeez.
After that is when she was arrested. She was charged with trespassing after a warning, disorderly conduct, resisting without violence, and misuse of 911. I'm going to ask you guys, they get into other things we don't care about. How old do you think Audra Adams of Melbourne, Florida, or the surrounding area is? She called the cops 5 times. She's trying to kiss people in a bar, and she wants to sit in a parking lot all night.
I have in my brain what it is. Katie, what do you think?
45
years old. Jay, that is peak Karen.
I will tell you that right now, in my mind, she's 67 or she's 22.
Like I and you probably can't tell by looking.
I don't know
which way.
She looks so good. She looks so good.
Stop. I'm gonna say six. I'm gonna say she's 22.
22.
Okay. I'm gonna say she's 54.
54 years.
Which
old.
Which sounds old to anyone in their 20s, but it's really not that far.
Yeah, especially in Florida, because you could still fight. That's 50. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in your fighting prime.
54, yeah. But she dresses like she's 22.
Yeah, her shirt says like 1-800 you wish.
Yeah. She shops at Forever 21.
Right. And her pockets are dazzling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Audra Adams, we will get out of here on this, is 32 years old.
Whoa. Geez.
Where would that be?
So Jay, what'd you say? 10 off. I was 10 off. It's me.
Wow. 22. And I went over. So you were the $1.
Thank you.
Kind of.
But that's over, so is okay. We do close.
We go over.
It's you fine. Were 13 away. I was 10 away.
32 and didn't have the kids that weekend.
That's right.
She has like no, she did.
Mom.
He's 13. He can stay by himself.
I cracked a window.
They're in the car. They're in the car in the parking lot. Mom. Stop.
Mom. 32 and she had the grandkids.
Stop.
Katie Rich, you are the best. I'm so happy we got to do this.
What a bright spot.
What a treat.
Bright spot.
I know. Yes. I want everyone to follow you, and I'm going to just cross fingers and hope that what you're working on gets made so that we can all enjoy all the great work that you do. More
agreed.
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll see you guys on the 4th. Well, you'll hear me.
Yay! Nice. Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
You're the best, kiddo. And we gotta go. Oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.